a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Speaking of magical things.
Yes.
On the weekend, I took my mother-in-law and father-in-law and Jimmy and I, well, us four, went to Lura Park State.
Oh, nice.
Lunch,
yeah, Curlewis.
Yes.
Shout out to Lindsay and the team.
I know, it was so lovely.
Yeah.
They had the fire going inside because it was a bit of a cold day.
Yeah.
It was glorious, right? And it's so funny because when I first met Jimmy's mum, and this was, years ago, I was talking about, she's not much of a drinker at all.
Yeah.
We'll only have a glass of champagne every now and again. But she said that her favourite is the Blanc de Blanc from Lura Park, right?
Ah.
And I thought she was making a funny joke.
Yeah, no, I bought a bottle of Blanc de Blanc last week.
For
Mother's Day, I was loading up on champagne. I was like, Blanc de Blanc, I don't know what it is, but it sounds fun.
Right. And when she goes, yes, my favourite is Blanc de Blanc, I'm like, Blanc de Blanc, de Blanc de Blanc. And she's like, no, Lauren, it's an actual. And I'm like, sure it is, the Blanc de Blanc.
Yeah.
She's like, no, it is. Anyway, she was very excited because obviously the Blanc de Blanc was there.
Yeah.
And she ended up getting a glass on Saturday.
Oh, lovely.
Great. But it is a real thing and it's divine.
Yeah.
When we were there, so we were inside.
Yeah.
We were on a table. There was a table behind us and then there was a table of two behind them and it was kind of close to the fire.
Yeah.
There was a table, the two people were sitting there, but there was an empty seat next to them. So you could fit a table of three,
yeah,
but there was only two people sitting
there.
Sure,
yeah.
There was an empty chair next to them.
So you've obviously thrown your weight around a little bit, pulled some sort of favours and said, give us the prime pot.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Walked in there, yeah. I'm like, my usual Blanc de Blanc table. So during, we were there for a couple of hours, but during probably the first half an hour or so, we're enjoying our little platter. And then I heard like, a bit of action happening. I was like, what? I turned around on the table that's right at the back with the two people sitting there, but an extra seat, a cat pops up. And a cat is just sitting there at the table.
Nice.
Now, I'm like, am I having a fever dream because it's so deliciously warm in here,
yeah,
and I'm having the time of my life with the Blanc de Blanc?
Yeah.
Or is this actual true life? Yes, it is. They have a Lura Park Estate cat there.
Yeah.
His name is Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's a tuxedo cat.
Yeah.
And he's glorious. And he was just sitting there just like, What's going on, guys? You're
on the chair, not the table.
On the chair.
Yeah.
And the couple were loving it, loving it. And I was like, oh, and I kept going, mutz, because I wanted Jimmy to come over to me.
Yeah.
The cat, not the person.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need more stuff like this.
Yeah.
Because that made us feel so good. Well,
really?
Jimmy's dad and I, Jimmy's mum's not much of a cat person, and that's fine. But I was just like, oh, my God, this is magical.
Yeah.
Why don't we have more places
like
with
resident animals.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah.
It was divine, beautiful. And then I saw he was walking around too much. They kind of, all right, that's enough of you.
Yeah.
Put him in the back. But yeah, we need more of that. It was great.
Yeah. Weird that you then left, got halfway back to Ocean Grove and realised, oh, I've got the wrong Jimmy in this car. I have to turn around. You didn't want to turn around though, did you?
I did not.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah.
You know, people that work at the Bottle-O, what do you get them for gifts? Like, what if you get them, you know, they've done something really well or they're congratulating a new house or something. Normally you'd bring around a champagne or something like that. But if you work at the Bottle-O, you're around that all the time and you probably get good specials. So what the hell do you buy those people? And that's just what I've been thinking about.
What you thinking about,
mate? Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So about 2 weeks ago, maybe three, I bought myself a new pair of runners. I don't know if you noticed, Log. Little black numbers.
Yeah, what are they called again?
They're a Brooks something or other.
I'm pretty sure I commented on them, didn't I?
Yeah,
you were showing me how to lunge properly. Which sounds really awkward, but
Are you going to mention where you got them, Lingy?
No, I'm not.
Okay, cool. Because remember, you said, "Oh my god, they're out of control." price for a pair of shoes.
Yes, and we were just chatting about how shoes and athletic shoes in general, I feel like, have just taken off. It's just like kind of hairdressing prices in the last...
Ridiculous, isn't it?
Eight years, you could say, five years or so, yeah.
My Brooks that I've got, my like gym exercise shoes, are the most expensive shoes I've ever owned.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. And no, obviously, if you get the wrong ones, it can have impacts on the whole body. And so I'm wary of that. So you pay it and it's crazy. Anyway, I've got these new ones. They're black.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of that. Mm. I thought, that's fine. That's cool. I don't really care what colour they are, provided they're not fluorescent yellow, because I'm not as cool as some of the kids out there.
Yeah.
I've started wearing them. As you two would know, I wear usually sort of a black or a navy blue shorts when I'm planning on going and doing some exercise post-show.
Mm-hmm. We're yet to see any confirmation on that post-show exercise, but
Fair. And maybe often either a black or a navy blue T-shirt. Today it's sort of like a grey sort of khaki type T-shirt. So pretty plain sort of stuff.
Mm.
What I didn't realise was the feedback that I was going to receive, mainly from my wife, the honest, I'll call it, some would say it's scathing feedback I've received from my wife, because I chose over the last 2 to 3 weeks since I've bought these new shoes to have the audacity, the simple, innocent audacity to wear white ankle socks with my newfound black shoes.
Well, you shouldn't be wearing ankle socks altogether, but anyway.
Why?
No.
Why? When you got good pins, you got to show them off.
Yeah, no, it's not about that.
It's the calves. You got to get the lower calf region out. Yeah.
So ankle socks aren't in anymore.
I have never been an ankle sock wearer. Well,
is there a reason?
Well, you know what? The thing is, I've been dressing this way since like 1996. And so what? Now everyone's come back around. And there was an article the other day that said Gen Z was saying, you know, when you're old, you can spot a millennial because they're wearing ankle socks.
Yeah.
That's why I always get carded places, because I've always worn long socks.
So maybe that's a bit in the feedback too, because I've heard crew socks are in.
What are they?
Well, they're the sort of mid-calf type.
Mid-shin jobs, yeah.
Like we're playing hockey, but not.
Yeah, I didn't know what a crew sock was. Well, Dodsy's become so embarrassed by me getting around in black shoes and white socks.
Yeah.
Because she said I look ridiculous.
What?
I look like a complete nerd.
Yeah.
Well, that's given. The socks aren't going to change that.
She's come home last night. She made a special trip to the shops just to bring me back a whole pack, like a 5-pack of black socks.
Bless
she said, I can't stand you looking so ridiculous walking around in your stupid white socks and black shoes.
Okay, as I look down to my own
feet.
You got white socks, black shoes?
You've at least got like a white trim on your shoe.
I've got a white trim. I got that. I got some Adidas, you know. So, yeah.
I got black socks, black shoes.
So I'm rocking now today in the studio, black socks, black shoes. I don't feel any different. I don't care.
Oh, you got a swagger about you.
But when Dodsy saw me this morning as I was leaving, she was like, oh, so much better. I'm so less embarrassed. To be your wife.
I don't get that at all.
Thank you,
Tom. I don't
Tom.
Understand the hate for the white socks.
Oh, well, it was vicious from her.
Mm.
I mean, I get her having a problem with everything else that you've got going on there, but the socks were fine. Leave the socks alone. It's not their fault. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Really not going to jump in on this chat, John. He's like hiding in the corner.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Good morning, g'day. Everyone. You're going to force him to join in the chat, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow. Hello, Jono.
Hi, Jono.
Hey, Cameron.
And also, you're looking stunning, so well done.
Thank you.
You've had a trim.
Get out of a tracksuit on a Monday morning for you guys.
Yeah, Lingy didn't sort of show us the same. Anyway, I thought it'd be good to address both of you boys, because both footy boys, so you've sort of spent a lot of time going away with other groups, like groups of guys that you're mates with, essentially, boys trips, that kind of
thing. We're talking sporting trips or the
golf trips,
the getaway trips.
Just boys trips, like boys that trip, kind of thing.
Yep.
And I know you love a golf trip, don't you?
Love it.
Yeah, Jono. So the boys trips that I've been on are probably pretty limited to my Bucks, and which was to Thailand, and to my mate's Bucks.
Which was in Queensland
on the Goldie in February. That's about it. Just not a going away with the boys type of thing.
Don't you feel sorry for him? Like,
yeah, I do a little bit.
I just
want to
give you a cuddle.
Yeah, no, I've been away with the boys.
Just want to invite you along out of sympathy, Tommy.
I would love that if you would invite me out of sympathy. I mean, I don't care what it's for, like in terms of
golf trip or cricket trip.
Well, you don't look like a golfer.
Tom.
Invite me to a golf trip because I will never come. But I just, as Fallout Boy say, I'll never go, but I'd just like to be invited. No, this has happened. So I've become friends with our tattooist mate who's through Mother's Group.
Yes.
And we've sort of become quite good friends over the last year or so. But our wives have been friends for sort of 4 or 5 years. So it's taken a while for us to actually finally hang out.
Is this different to your cruise trip friends and
which cruise? So he's a local boy. He's grown up here, so he does have a crew of mates that he hangs out with, and he's got a brother as well, twin brother, and I've become pretty good friends with his brother, and so they all get together and they have a boys' weekend once a year. Now, it was sort of floated that maybe I would go with them last year. I had sort of gastro. I was just going to go visit. Because they do it locally on the Surf Coast. Mm. And I had gastro. I was feeling real crook. So I was like, nah, I don't want to come and make you guys sick. But he's just last night texted me. He's like, hey, man, coming up mid-June. The boys are stoked to meet you. Let's do it. Come along. And I'm like, ah, cool.
Yes.
What do I do? Like, obviously, I want to go, but like.
So much pressure on you.
Pack your finest pajamas.
I know. I know
you've got to prepare. Preparation's key here. Just don't go cold.
Okay.
You've got to have a couple of sessions leading up to this.
With the guys?
No, with yourself and some... Well, if you're going to have a drink while you're there, you don't want to go
cold. Oh, don't worry, Lingy. Jono, if I am fit in one sense, it is... I'm piss fit. I'm very...
I was wondering if I could use that term or not. Yes, you need to be that.
Yeah.
Heading into a trip like this. You also need to understand the parameters that they're working towards. Are they a get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, first beer just cracked then and there?
Okay.
Good point.
Let's go.
Okay, I can ask that question.
Or some will ease into the day. Let's just chill. Maybe we go for a walk, go for a run, play a round of golf. Don't know, whatever their interest is. And then it's beer o'clock at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not drinkers.
Well, yeah. I need to ask that question, too.
Yeah. True.
Because if I have to sit in the shed while
one
they're...
of the bucks you went on was, it was a, you know, a bit more subdued.
Yeah, it was. You know? Yeah,
so
we were doing sort of
a
fitness classes and stuff.
Crew as well.
Is Tommy the sort of guy, like when you were organising the footy trip back at the Bulldogs, you might have encouraged like, oh, maybe give this one a miss, pal.
No, because I got invited. Obviously, I've been invited. Well, they don't know. They don't know me at all. Okay, so ask what
have,
sort
you're
of...
saying, have you said yes? I'm in?
I was like, yeah, cool. He's like, I'll give you more details. But I was like, yeah, cool. I'll put the date aside. It's just one night. It's in Anglesey.
Rooming with someone or rooming by yourself?
I don't know about the sleeping arrangements.
Oh, get a solo room.
So sleeping arrangements and drinking arrangements.
No, you'll be out of all the chats that everyone has at night when you're all sitting around.
The chats at night.
Yeah, I love it. You're in the next room.
Yeah, that
happens. What's going on?
That really happens.
Trust
long.
Me, Tom. Yeah. You want to be there where the action is.
Once bedtime is decided on a boys' trip, I don't want to be friends with these people anymore ever again.
Before.
Until I wake up the next morning, I'm happy to see them again.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah,
but you're not cool like Lingy, you see, Tom. So you're going to need that in. Need to hang around the big dogs.
So I need to work out what the agenda is. I need like a run sheet of everything to fit in with the way Cameron's brain works.
Sheet. Don't ask for a run sheet. Please don't.
All right. I'm going on a boys' trip.
Yes.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Talk about light bulbs specifically. I know this is a snooze fest. No, this is gripping and important stuff.
100%. I'm with you.
I want to know if you love a cold white light bulb, why and what's wrong with you? What happened to you? To make you this way?
What, did you like to actually see things clearly, have some brightness, you know, you can even see the details around the room.
Oh, yeah, because that's what you want to do at home, see all the details. Wouldn't have thought so, Cameron Ling. You want to be surrounded by warmth,
yes.
A warm glow that makes you think, you know what, my life sucks, but not right now.
Also, if I go over to your house and it's all like... sanitized and like, I mean, be clean, but clinical. You know, it's clinical and like, I'm like, should I be here? Am I going to, if you locked the doors behind me as I've walked in, is this a Dexter situation? What is going on?
If you're feeling that way, clearly they haven't worked enough because you've come so far into the house that you've actually made it inside. But that impact, exactly what I'm after.
Yeah. All right. Going to the phones. 5223295 Amy in Corio, do you love a cold white light globe?
No, they're shocking.
Thank you.
What, Amy? Why?
This is, as Tommy said, they're too clinical. Like, you need a warmer, relaxing light.
That's right.
Well, but it's kind of ends up a yellow sort of, you can't really see. Everything's a bit muffled and hazy in your vision.
No, not unless you need glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, open also, your eyes, Cameron.
Fair point, Amy.
I've heard
point.
If anyone needs warm, soft light, it's you. The reason your skin is suffering at night
is
because
my goodness.
Your light globes are turned up to 1,000.
Have you just attacked my appearance?
And no.
Yes, you have.
No,
Amy,
I'm worried
you heard
about
this.
You. And so's Amy. I can hear.
Wow.
Sick burn. Like, quite literally.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.